Today's daf is Ksubis Daf Zayin. And today is a classic Ksubis Daf with a jam-packed number of ideas, a lot of Shas topics, and we will do our best, again, but it's many, many dafim here in Ksubis have that element, and Baruch Hashem, we have the schus today of getting into it. So, three lines for the bottom, on Vav Mabez, Masiv Rebbe Ami. So, if you remember, we're discussing the sugya of Bia Rishona B'Shabbos, whether it's Mutter or Usser. We had a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, and there was a machlokas about what Rav said and what Shmuel said between the different places where they were from. And we mentioned a Mishnah in Maseches Nida we tried to bring a raya from, then a Mishnah in Maseches Brachas that we tried to bring a raya from. Along the way, we talked about the sugyas of Osek B'Mitzvah and Kavana by Kriyashma. And the last issue we got into was Psik Resha and Bekiyin Bahataya, or not Bahataya, Rove. So we're up to the next try. Masiv Rebbe Ami says the Mishnah in Maseches Idios relating to Shabbos. Hamapis Mursa B'Shabbos. If somebody pops a pimple or a blister on Shabbos, Mapis Mursa. Im la'asos la'peh, if the reason that I am opening it is to create a Pesach, to make an opening, meaning what? It's not purely just to get the pus out, and then it could close up that very next second. If that was the case, that's the second half. Let's read the whole thing first. Im lasos la'peh chayiv, im lotzi mimena lecha pater. If it's about just to getting the pus out, period, but I'm not interested in any type of Pesach there, so that's not going to be an issa d'oraisa. But if it's to create a Pesach, and I'm happy with the Pesach, and I want the Pesach to be there, so then that would be an issa d'oraisa. What exactly is the purpose of the Pesach? So Rashi and Tosfos discuss this. Rashi says, on the bottom, Rashi, Im lasos la'peh shemiskavin liaposa v'lios la'pesach zelio machar, creating a real Pesach. So then chayiv, creating a Pesach is part of the malacha of boneh. Right? Even though, what am I doing? I'm creating a little thing. That's boneh. Yeah, chayiv, as we know, in Hilchos Shabbos means aser d'oraisa. A little Pesach. Right? Many poskim say opening up a soda can. Right? Making a CS Pesach. Right, a little thing, but if it's to create a Pesach that's supposed to stay, so then that is going to be a chayiv. Again, on the body, it's not going to stay for long. It's going to stay for a couple of days, maybe. But in Hilchos Shabbos, many times we know 24 hours is a cutoff point for kosher and for other malachos. So here, Masos LaPet, Chayiv Rashi says, Mishum Bona, Da Ashkechan Binyan Bebalei Chayim. We find the term Binyan, building by alive beings. Dichsev, Ayiven, Azatzelo, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava. The Lashon of Binyan is used. So you see that that Boneh is, the Pesach here means Boneh. If you look at Tosfos also discusses this. He adds an element, which we'll get back to, so let's mention it now. Im lasos la'peh chayiv, the Pesach ze asuya lahachnis ulahotzi. Because this Pesach is meant for something, maybe air, maybe items to go in and out. Lahotz lahachnis avir, lahotz ilecha. It's meant to be two-directional, and that is what's needed for the issa d'oraisa on Shabbos. So that's the Mishnah. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, if it's to make a Pesach yachayiv, and if it's to get out the, just purely to get out the mucus, to get out the pus, you're going to be pater. And Rashi notes this is one of the three from Maseches Shabbos. Not only pater, even though pater usually means asa d'rabbanan, here it means pater umutter, that it's allowed. But in any case, the question is, why is this different than Bia Rishona B'Shabbos? They are just interested in being motzi dam, not interested in asiyas Pesach. So again, that is the question, why here it would be mutter, and there is a shita that we mentioned before that is asur. So the Gemara says, Hasam pakid va'akir, hacha pakid v'lo akir. Well, it depends. Over there, it is pakid, as we said. It is somewhat in a container va'akir, and it is already over there, I'm sorry, by the case of the Mafis Morsa, it is pakid va'akir. It's disconnected. It's not absorbed into the skin halachically as much as in the case of the woman, so it's pakid v'lo akir. Even if it's ready to come out, it is still absorbed in the kosle harechem, and therefore it is not considered separated, so you could say it's asur there, even though you would say it's mutter by the Mafis Mursa and Lahotzi Mimena Lecha. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Zayin connects this Shita of Mafis Mursa to our discussion from yesterday in Malach Hashem Nesvicha Legufa. Who is the one that says Mafis Mursa Pater Umutter? That's going to be Rabbi Shimon, who was Malach Hashem Nesvicha Legufa is Pater. So here, in a case of Tsar, in a case of discomfort, so it's even going to be Mutter. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Malach Hashem Nesvicha Legufa is Chayiv, so he wouldn't say this. That's what the Gemara says there in Shabbos. The problem then is the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam, as we know, against other Rishonim, Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, by Malach Hashem Nesvicha Legufa. That is why, even Lamais and Hilcha Shabbos, Rov Rishonim Paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and we Paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Malach Hashem Nesvicha Legufa is Pater, but it is known as a Malacha Derabanan Chamur. Meaning, even if we want to say in other contexts, there are certain cases where we're allowed to do malachas derabanan. So, for example, a cholah shein bo sakana. We know a cholah shein bo sakana on Shabbos, anything can be done. A Jew could do a daraisa. But the next level of cholah down, you know, there are four levels of cholah on Shabbos. The next level of cholah down after a cholah shein bo sakana is a cholah shein bo sakana. Or it's also called cholah kol gufo. So how do you define that? That's a topic of a separate shiur. But, you know, an easy way, in general, is someone who can't be at the Shabbos table. Someone who has to lie down. Someone who has the flu. Someone who has to lie down and stay in bed. Chol Hashein Bo Sakana. What's the halacha? So a Jew is allowed to do a Drabanan. That's the halacha. A goy could even do a daraisa. A goy could drive to the pharmacy to get medicine. A Jew could take medicine. Right, you can violate this Drabanan of taking medicine on Shabbos for a chola she'einbo, einbo sakana. But the Mishnah Berurah notes that malacha shein nesvicha legufa is a very chamor issa Drabanan. And therefore, in this context and in other contexts, you know, even if other Drabanans are okay, but this one is a chamor. Why is it chamor? Because the Rambam says chayev daraisa. So one should be, I'm not saying it's usher, but in turn the Mishnah Berurah just says one should be careful and note that this is a more chamer derabanan. So that's the sheet of the Rambam. Malach Hashem Nesvicha Legufa is chayif. The problem is the Rambam paskins like this Mishnah of Mafis Mursa. Im lahotzi men aleicha pater umutter. So the question is, how does the Rambam do that? The Gemara in Shabbos links this Shita of Shmuel, not Shmuel, of the Mishnah, of Mafis Mursa, being Mutter, to Malach Hashem Nesvicha Legufa Pater. That's the problem with the Rambam Shita in Shabbos, Yud Zayin. Hamafis Shchin B'Shabbos, Kedei Laharchiv Pei Hamaka, if it's to open it up, Kederach Shaharofim Osin, like the doctors do, Shehin Miskavnin Berefua, Hareza Chayiv Mishum, Makim Epatish. A little different than Rashi. He doesn't say Bona. He says Malacha Makim Epatish, the final finishing. Shezuhi Malachas Harofe. Vim Hefisa Lahotzi Ben Alecha Shabbat Hareze Mutter. Ask the Magid Mishnah, it's against the Gemara. The Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could he say Malacha Shezuhi Legufa here is going to be Mutter? So you have to say somehow the Rambam has a different shot of that Gemara. There's another Deya there. So Rambam Paskins like the other Deya. So you can have to work out the Gemara. But then the question is, what's the Svara? What's the Svara? So, fine, the Rambam kid is not in Sotza the Gemara, but what exactly is the Svara? So the Achronim, the Magen Mishnah says something here, but the way the Achronim explain the Magen Mishnah, doesn't say it in Beferish, but the way he explains it is that there are certain malachos which require kavana as part of their definition. Not too many. Most of the time we say, even without kavana, you're going to be chayef, like Psikresha. Even like we discussed yesterday, even if I don't have kavana, ki'ilu is kavein. But certain malachos, for example, Borer. The Shulchan Aruch says, let's say the only spoon I have to use is a slotted spoon. The only one. And I want to dish out my food. I have no kavana to separate. But all I have kavana to do is to dish out my food. But the only spoon I can find is a slotted spoon. Am I allowed to use that on Shabbos? The answer is yes. Because Borer requires kavana liver. And even two different people doing the same action, what you're doing is Borer, what I'm not doing is not Borer, because I want the good and you want the bad. Kavana is part of the definition of the malacha Borer. And there are a few malachas like that. Suggest the Achronim giving pshat in this Magen Mishnah to explain the Rambam, that Makom HaPatish is also like that. And the Rambam says here, because you don't have kavana, right, to do the malacha, you have kavana to get the pas out. Right, so it's not a malacha shein nesvicha legufa in the normal sense. Here, it's not even a malacha, and that is why the Rambam could say here that it's mutter, even though he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Benira li b'teret zeh shrabinu saver shein alacha elaklish nakama, and he says continues ela lamanta kapit avipsekreish lamanta lo kapit lekel odavshin miskavin shein okanus gomor. He continues. That's one answer. If you look in there, Avia Ezri, Rav Shach here, he says, maybe it relates to what we said before in Tosvos. The Malacha of Bone or Makam Epadish Daraisa is only by a Pesach that's Asui Lahachnis Ulahotzi. That's the Daraisa. Here, just to get the pas out, that's only Asui Lahotzi, not Lahachnis, so that's not the Malacha. Now forget the Kavana, but it's not the Malacha you're doing, and that's why it is going to be Mutter. Either way, the Rama passes like this Mishnah, even though he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Viter, second line. Rabbi Ami, Shara l'miva b'tchila b'Shabbos. Rabbi Ami matired. He allowed via Rishona on Shabbos. Amalei Rabbanon, how could he do that? V'halo k'siva k'subasa. The k'suba wasn't written yet. You're going to allow Bir Rishona, which is the beginning, Mashma from this Gemara, that they wrote the Ksuba after Bir Rishona. So it sounds like. Or right before, after the marriage. So they didn't write the Ksuba yet. So how could we allow him to be with his wife? After all, the Tosfos Rid, it says right here, Baruch Hashem, first Tosfos Rid of Ksubas. The Tosfos Rid is major in Ksubas, is on the side of the Gemara. Tosfos Rid right here. The Tosfos Rid says, the Asru Chachamim, L'shaus Adam Ezishto Shah Achas Bolo Ksuba. Person's not allowed to live with his wife without a ksuba. So, if he's having Bir Rishona, you're going to have the ksuba. Omer lohu atfisua metaltalim. He was matfis. He designated movable items to be meshubit, to be the lien for the ksuba. Meaning, right, he says, honey, all this furniture over here, that's your ksuba. Right, so he did that. He was matfis metaltalim for the ksuba. These two little lines, but again, this daf is chock full. Two little lines. First, let's do the general point that's mentioned on this last line. Atfasua metaltalin. So what? He designated. He gave her. He was meshabein metaltalin on Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to make any transactions on Shabbos? We know the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Beitzah, you're not allowed to have any transactions on Shabbos. You can't sell. You can't buy. You can't be makdish. I can't have transactions. So what are you doing here? How can you do this on Shabbos? So that is the question of all the Rishonim. We'll read it from the Rashba. Some of the answers are also in the Ramban. But first he says, first question is a Ksuba question. Then he gets into the general Shabbos question. He says, even though a man is usually not allowed to do this with metaltalin, right? Because this is here today, gone tomorrow, right? He has to be Meshabit Olz Nechasim to the Ksuba, or Karka. So what if this, maybe it's going to get stolen, then there's no more ksuba. So the Rashba says, L'tzorach Shah, they were allowed to do it until Motzi Shabbos, and then he'll give something more serious for the ksuba. But then the Rashba asks, V'im Tomar, how can he do this? Ha'ein konin b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to make kinyonim on Shabbos. So the Rashba gives three answers. Number one, V'nirali, de'hacha lo hiknu la metaltalin hakna gemura. It wasn't really a kinyon here. What'd you do here? It was designation. Wasn't a kinyan. Ela yichud ba'almahu. Kadesha dai daita somechas pekach lefisha. V'davar mu'ad kazeh shari. First answer is, if it's not a real kinyan, it's just being mishabed nechasim, just designating property of mine to be a lien, if you're going to want something in the future, that's okay. That's not a problem. So what's the chiddush of that is that that's good enough for ksuba, in this case. Number one. Number two, hacha misha mitzvah dechuka itiru. Shasatchak. What do you want? There's no other choice. You know, we don't want them not to be able to have the bia, and you don't want them to violate this or rabbanon of being with one's wife without a ksuba. So they allow this. Number two. Number three, the efshar lefarish. Maybe it was right before Shabbos. They didn't have enough time to write a whole ksuba, but they had enough time to designate. So it wasn't on Shabbos. Interesting. Why would each shita argue with the other one? Because each day it has a chiddush. You might say, I mean, it doesn't sound like Erev Shabbos. That's number one. Number two, maybe it's not enough to say that it's a Yichud Ba'alma. Again, every have to work through each answer and what the problem is, what each one would argue. But those are the three answers that the Rashba gives. Whenever we talk about this sugya, it's good to mention Rabbi Kiva Eger Safek, discussed at length in the Achronim afterwards. And that is, what about a Chalos Kinyan on Shabbos? And not a Maisa Kenyan. What if I do a Maisa Kenyan on Tuesday, and the Chalos Kenyan is going to be on Shabbos? So, for example, what if I put in a bid on something on Thursday, and the last time that the website is going to kick in is going to be midnight on Friday night? Is that okay? Is that considered my doing anything? Is there a Chalos Kenyan there? That's a huge topic that the contemporary poskim get involved in, you know, internet issues on Shabbos that happen memela, or where else does it come up? It comes up when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and I'm selling the chametz. Selling the chametz. When am I going to sell the chametz? Usually I sell the chametz right before the Isser kicks in on Erev Pesach. What if the Isser is on Shabbos? So the rabbi is going to sell the chametz on Friday. He's not going to meet the guy on Shabbos. He's going to sell on a Friday to kick in when? They're going to want to eat Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. So they're going to sell everything except the Lechem Mishnah and a little bit. So that again gets into the Chalos Kinyan. That's the Rebbe Kiva Eger Safek in Kuf Nun Tes. Matakayim Lani in Kona B'Shabbos. Right, so does that work? That's his suffix. So again, a lot of different applications here. What do you say? He's not involved on Shabbos at all. So many Achronim say maybe it's totally on the 2 days in Rashi. What's the reason you can't have transactions on Shabbos? What's the reason? Why can't I sell something on Shabbos? So Rashi has 2 days. Rashi in Beitza, Dav Lamed Zayin. Rashi says Mekach u'Memkar Aser Min HaMikra. Maybe it's a pasuk. Which pasuk? Sada Daraisa. It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Mimso Chefzecha V'Daber Davar. Right. This is not Shabbos activities. It's Mimso Chefzecha. You're only allowed to be involved in Chefzei Shamayim, not Chefzecha on Shabbos. Day number one. Number two, Rashi says Gzera Shema Yichtov. Usually when I do a transaction, I record it. I write it down for my records. So 2 days in Rashi, what exactly is the reason? So some say maybe this is the Nafkamina. If it's just a Chalos Kinyan and not a Maisa Kinyan. If it's about Mimso, Chefzecha, V'Daber, Davar, that might be all, there can't be any switch of Rishuyos. So that's a problem here. But if it's a Shema Yichtov, what, I'm kosev it when the Chalos happens, I probably write it down when I do the Maisa. When I do the Maisa Kinyan, there's nothing happening on Shabbos. So that could be a Nafkamina. Between those 2 days, among others. But this is one issue that comes up on this line. The other issue is the issue that's brought up by the Ran. We mentioned this Ran already on Daf Beis. The first page of the Ran, right here, in Ksubis, the Ran says, what is Chuppah? What's Chuppah? So we mentioned, Kiddushin is clear what it is. What's Chuppah? So we mentioned the Ran says, is it the Rambam says Yichud Roy Labia? The Ran says, is it Knisa L'Rishuso? But then the Ran says, interesting, you see from our Gemara, right here on Daf Zayin, they didn't write a ksuba before the chuppah. That's what it says like. They didn't write a ksuba because it said they were going to have the bia. Oh, write the ksuba. What do you write the ksuba? They got married 3 days ago. They got married on Yom Revi'i. Where's the ksuba? It must be they didn't write the ksuba. And then the Ran says, and this is another kasha on the Rambam. Why? Because what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, what's the definition of nisuin? Yichud haroi labia. If they don't have a ksuba yet, it's not roi labia. Say, so how could there be a case of chuppah without a ksuba? Yichud roi labia you need. That's another kasha on the Rambam, among others that the Rishonim ask on the Rambam. So how do you answer that question? How do you get out of that? So you can say, it's an issa d'rabanan. The Rambam requires yichud roi labia daraisa. Right? This is an issa d'rabanan to live with one's wife without a ksuba. Right? Number one. Or you could say, maybe this, usually you do have it. Usually you do have it, but here there was a difficulty, and they didn't get it, get their act together, right? So there are different ways to get out of the raya, but that is another kasha. The Ran has on Daf Aleph Amar Aleph here in the Daf Yariv. He says this Gemara also proves against the Rambam. He says Dim Isa de. Where's the Lashon? He says, Avade lo nehira. He quotes our Gemara. He says, Alma, shari lakonsa belo ksuba. V'chein bedin. Shalom atzinu shetei asura lehis yachid belo ksuba. Right? The only asur is that beer without a ksuba. So, that's what he continues. Okay, so that's, jam-packed. And we have the Ramah in Eben Ezra lists off all the different deos of what ksuba is, what nisuin is, and we try to do all of them. We try to do all of them to cover our bases. Kiddushin, we only do one. We only do kesef. We don't do kiddushin shtar, just to be safe. We know what Kiddushin is, so we do Kiddushin Shava Kesef, even. But when it comes to Nisuin, we cover all our bases. We do Chuppah, and we do Yichud Roi Labia, and we do Badekin, and we do the canopy, and we do Makom Miyuchad in the dining room, where they have a special seat where they're sitting. We do Shavu Brachas. We do all the different days of what Nisuin is. Okay, next section. Rav Zvid, fourth line. Rav Zvid shara lemival bitchila b'Shabbos. Rav Zvid also was matir b'Rishona on Shabbos. Ika da amri Rav Zvid gufei ba bitchila b'Shabbos. On something Rav Zvid himself. Rav Yehuda shara lemival bitchila b'Yomtiv. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda. This is the Amora, Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Rav and the Talmud of Shmuel. He allowed it on Yontif. Amar Pabi Mishmei Derava. Why did he say Yontif specifically? Lo Tema Bi Yontif Deshari, Ha B'Shabbos Asur, says Rav Papi, in the name of Rava, don't think that he was meduyuk, that it's only Yontif and not Shabbos, to hu adin dafilu b'Shabbos, nami shari, umaysa shoya kachoya. It just happened to be on Yontif, but don't think it's only Yontif and not Shabbos. So whenever you see a Rav Papi, many times you gotta know Rav Papa is also on the horizon, as he is here. We have Rav Papi in the name of Rava, now we have Rav Papa mishmei de Rava. Amar, bi Yontif shari, b'Shabbos aser. He says, no, he's meduyuk. Only on Yontif would be a Rishona be mutter, but not on Shabbos. Why is that? Amalei Rav Papi l'Rav Papa, my daitech. Why? What do you think? What's the usual principle that we know? What's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif? So we know Ochel Nefesh and Hotza'ah. So Hotza'ah is not involved here, but Ochel Nefesh. But what's the principle of Hotza'ah, of Ochel Nefesh? We know the famous principle of Mitoch Shehutra. What does it mean here? My daitech, mitoch shehutra chabura letzorich, hutra nami shelo letzorich. Why do you say that it's mutter on Yontif? Because of the principle of mitoch. What does the principle of mitoch mean? The Torah tells us that ochel nefesh, certain malachas of ochel nefesh are mutter on Yontif. Preparation of food. That's mutter on Yontif. So the principle of mitoch is, once certain malachos are allowed to prepare food, so those same malachos are also mutter for other Yontif needs, even if it has nothing to do with preparing food. I'm allowed to use hot water to wash my hands on Yontif, nothing to do with food, but because I'm allowed to cook water on Yontif, letzorech, to drink, ochel nefesh, so too, mitoch, this, so hutra na mishalol letzorech ochel nefesh. Right? That's the principle of mitoch. The svaris for that are learned out in Meseches Beitza. But that's what Rav Papi says here. So one of the malachas that are mutter is shechting, shechita, which, as we said, according to one day, this gemara fits in very nicely to the opinion we mentioned yesterday of chovel being shochet. That's the Pnei Yeshua's point right here. It says gemara sounds explicitly like that opinion, that why is wounding usur on Shabbos because of the malacha of shochet? So says Rav Papi to Rav Papa. So why do you think that birishon is mutter? Because of mitoch? Because you're allowed to shecht on yantif, chovel, litzarech ochol nefesh. So too, you can do chovel shalom litzarech ochol nefesh, meaning birishona. That's why you think it's mutter. And that's why it would only be mutter on yantif and not on Shabbos. So elamayata, ask Rav Papi, if you say that, if you hold of mitoch, ela me'ata, mutter lasos mugmar b'yantif. You should be able to create mugmar. Mugmar is a certain type of spice or incense that they used to put on fire and create smoke. And they used to put clothing above that to make it the last stage of processing, of creating shirts, creating a robe, was to smoke it, right? To put this under it and make it give it a nice scent. So you should be able to do that on Yontif. Why? Because you're able to burn mugmar to eat, so to put on your food, so you should be able to do this for Yontif too. To mitoch shehutra avar letzarech, since havara, lighting a fire, is mutter letzarech ochel nefesh, hutra nami shelo letzarech, so she mutter even shelo letzarech. That's what Rav Papi asked Rav Papa. Ask the Rishonim on Rav Papi. What's his kasha? What, mitoch? Everybody holds a mitoch. Nobody argues on that principle. What is he saying? Oh, you think it's based on mitoch, so you should say mugmar is mutter. And the Mishnah says it's based on mugmar is aser. Why is that a kasha on Rav Papa? That's a kasha on anybody who holds a mitoch, which is everybody. That's Tosus' kasha. In Ela Me'ata. Look at Tosus' Ela Me'ata. We'll get back to the other one. V'im Tomar. L'di de nami tikshi. V'chi lo savar da'amridan mitoch. Hataima de Beis Hillel hachiyu. Everybody holds a mitoch. Beis Hillel. So what's Rav Papi's kasha? You said this is mutter because of mitoch. So Tosfos gives two answers. He says, number one, maybe the Yesh Lomar, maybe he holds that the reason Beis Hillel matters over there is not because of mitoch. You're right. Beis Hillel matters there, carrying things out for different purposes, but it's not because of mitoch. Maybe he holds up like the other suggestion there in Beit Suyud Beis, and that is that there's no the time of the Beis Hillel mishum de ein eriv v'hotza'ah. There's no issue, which we also hold, of Erev and Hotzah on Yontif. There's no issue of an Erev carrying out. Not because of Mitoch. There's no Malach at all. So first day is Inachinami. Maybe he doesn't hold the Mitoch, which is a big Chiddush. The Od Yesh Lomar, and then Tosva says, Shehayasover Hutra Shelo Litzorech Ubilvachi Yehe Dover Haragil. Maybe it's Mutter, but only common activities. Common activities are allowed in Mitoch. but not uncommon activities. So that's what Rapapi is saying. You're telling me that Mitoch works for even uncommon activities like Bir Rishona? So Mugvar is also an uncommon activity. So you should say that's Mutter too. Of course I hold a Mitoch by common activities. So maybe that's the question that Rav Papi is asking Rav Papa. Right, and that's what he asks. So back to the Gemara. So he says, so why should you make a difference between Shabbos and Yantif and say it's Mutter on Yantif and on Shabbos because of Mitoch? So Gemara answers, Amar Lei, Alecha Amar Kro. Basically, his answer is, yeah, he holds of that principle. But it has to be a davar hashaveh l'chol nefesh. What's called a davar hashaveh l'chol nefesh? Something that is available, not just available, commonly done by many. That's the concept of davar hashaveh l'chol nefesh. And bir rishona is not something that's commonly shaveh l'chol nefesh. Amar le Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Ravashi. So elamayata. So what about the following case? Nizdamin lo tzvi b'yantif. If somebody catches a deer on yantif, or nizdamin lo, doesn't catch it, but he happens to have it. Ho'el ve'en ha'shava l'chol nefesh. Not everybody eats deer. It's a very fancy type of meat. So not everybody eats that. So you should say, achar amid asal l'mishchatei. So you should say, it's asur to do that malacha, to shecht it on yantif, because it's not shava l'chol nefesh. So you're going to go in every single case, what is common for everyone and not for all. So Amar Le'er, Papa says, no, come on. Ana davar hatzorich l'kol nefesh kamina, tzvi tzorich l'kol nefeshu. A deer is only not common because it's expensive and fancy, but everybody would eat it. It's not something that not everybody would do. So that's good enough to be considered davar hashave l'kol nefesh. Masha'en kein mugmar. Even if not everybody does mugmar, it's just not done for their type of clothing, right? Or bir rishona. So that is why, don't ask me any kashas from there. But I think this would be a distinction. Well, maybe Rishona would have to be something that's considered shava l'chol nefesh, because that's what he's saying here, is mutter. So therefore, that's the distinction. Okay, a couple of points to make on this. There is, again, a machlokes. We'll talk about it here, because the Tosfos is here. The Rashi is discussing Maseches Beitza, because the Rashi is in Beitza, but Tosfos is here. When we say the principle of mitoch, mitoch shehutra l'tzarech, hutra nami shelo l'tzarech, is there an extra word on that principle? Meaning, hutranami shelo l'tzarech klau? Meaning, what if there's really no yantif need at all? There's not really any yantif need. Are you still allowed to do it? Do you need a tzarech ksas? You don't need a tzarech ochol nefesh, but do you need a little yantif need? Or is it totally mutter even not for a yantif need? That's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi there in Maseches Beitza says, even shelo l'tzarech klau. And there are Rishonim that are very bothered by this, but that's what Rashi says. Even shelo l'tzarech klau, Rashi says there in Beitza Yud Beis, kivan shehutra l'tzarech hutra min haTorah legamrei, el rabbanan gazru b'miti davi tircha delo tzarech kagon avanim. Like moving rocks. Right, you don't need rocks at all. So that's Rashi there in Maseches Beitza. And Tosfos, not Tosfos there, but Tosfos here. Tosfos ksubas dav zayin. This is the mitoch Tosfos. Tosfos says right here in the beginning of the long Tosfos mitoch. Mitoch shehutra l'tzarech, pirish, l'tzarech ochol nefesh, hutranami shelo l'tzarech ochol nefesh, ubilvad sheyehe tzarech hana'as hayom, o tzarech ki yamitzvah biyantif. It's got to be some yantif need. Ki ahid otas katan lamulo, taking out a child to give bris mila, a sefer Torah to learn. Aval shelo l'tzarech hayom klal, but if it's not for yantif at all, maybe it's for tomorrow, whatever it is, not for tzarech hayom lo, kima otas avanim, timechayiv. And then he gets into Ofem Yantif Lachol. What if you're baking from Yantif for a weekday? Is that Darais? Is that Darabanan? Gets into the other principle of Hoil, which is not the same principle. There's a principle of Mitoch, there's a principle of Hoil. So that is Rashi and Tosfos. The problem with Rashi is also, why is Mugmar Aser? Right? So why should it be Aser? If you don't need a Tzorech Hayom at all, so why would Mugmar be Aser? Does he still require his Dabar HaShava Lachol Nefesh? Okay, that is one discussion. Lamaisa, there are many discussions about certain activities on Yantif. Are they Shava L'chol Nefesh or not? And this might change over time. So one case, we're not going to get into the Pratim now, but one is showering on Yantif. It's a big discussion in the poskim, because that has changed over the past couple hundred years. Right, a couple hundred years, even 100 years ago. I remember I had a professor in college who said that she was Jewish, not so close to Judaism, but she was Jewish. She says her grandfather took one bath a year. You remember, it was Erev Rosh Hashanah. Remember, she said that. Right, hygiene was a little different then. but when showering every day is pretty common, so is that considered davar hashava l'chol nefesh? So that's a big discussion of the poskim. And if it is allowed, what is allowed, how it's allowed, again, that's something that I'm not going to get into the pratim. One has to ask, figure out exactly what's allowed and what's not allowed. Number one. Number two, that issue was not brought up a couple hundred years ago, because it wasn't so common. But the issue that was brought up a couple hundred years ago already, and it's still brought up today, is the issue of smoking. In the 300 years ago, the days of the Pnei Yeshua said you could smoke on Yontif. Why? Because it's beneficial, it's healthy, it's something that people do. So, davar hashava l'chol nefesh, already the days of the Pnei Yeshua. But then already, it wasn't so, even then, it wasn't so accepted. If you look in the bottom of the Rush in Maseches Beitzah, the Karben Nisanel, at the end of the second parak, he has 10 lines. Karben Nisanel is usually not 10 lines long. He has 10 lines. He says, Lo uchal lehitapek. I can't, like by Yosef, I can't hold myself back. Milahalos ala sefer marbeha machshela b'Yisrael. B'shtias tabak b'yantif. Basically what smoking is. He says, he screams about it. He says, v'kanshet sarach dafka ksas l'yantif, o dvar mitzvah. V'shtias tebach lav sarach yantif. Uma mitzvah yeshbo. What mitzvah is it? He says, bo rei, sheino dover haragil yoser miyab mugmar. Mikal makom asru mugmar sheino shava l'chol nefesh. Ela l'mefunakim. Af kishtias tebach. L'mi sheino ragil, for somebody who's not used to it, yistachin. It's dangerous. Is before they knew, obviously, any of the health problems. V'yachogu v'yayono no kashikar v'lo al ame ha'aratzim tlunasi. And I'm not even complaining about the people who don't even know better. Aval al halomdim sheshosim b'farhesya u'biglal chen machti harabim rosniyah v'hamon v'hema enam yodim lizar u'machabinu ma'avirin shelo litzarech u'mehem yilmedu ilane srak v'lo yechalu shabbos yantif. He continues. Very, very upset about it in the Kavanah Sanel. Bizman Hazeh, the poskim say for sure, where we know there are so many, even if you want to say that smoking is not also during the week, which could be, but even if one wants to say that, let's say based on a Rav Moshe from 25 years ago, but even if one wants to say that on Yantif, the poskim, Rav Sternbach, Rav Elyashiv, they all answered it. Not all poskim, but many poskim say it's for sure not shavu l'chol nefesh today, because millions and millions of people wouldn't touch a cigarette because it's terrible and it's dangerous. So it's going to be it's shavu l'chol nefesh. No, it's even worse than the days of the Karben Nisanel for sure. So even if it wants to say that meikra din it's mutter during the week, so then it definitely many poskim say would not be considered a shavu l'chol nefesh on yontif to allow it. Okay, let's continue again. A lot more, but we're in Maseches Ksubos, so we continue. Amar Avidi Bar Avi, Yaakov Bar Idi, Hora Rabbi Yochanan Bitzaidon. Rabbi Yochanan Paskind, Asur Livo Betzchila B'Shabbos. But the language used was Hora. Umi Ika Hora Ola Isser. When you have a Psak Isla Isser, do you use the Lashon of Hora? I thought, says the Gemara, Hora is only used for a Heter. Why? Rashi says here, right, Lushitasa, what he says in Beis Adabes, you don't need a psak to say it's usr. If you don't know, you're going to usr it anyway. Right? You don't know. That's why Rashi explains, if you remember, koch to hetera adif. Because if I don't know, I'm going to usr anyway. So if you tell me something, oh, that's a psak, that's mutter. But if I wouldn't have known, I would have usr it anyway. That's the Gemara's question. Do you find the lashon of hora'ah for isr? Gemara says, in, yes. Thoughts, none. After all, we have in the Mishnah, in Nazir, the case of Hilni Hamalka. Hilni Hamalka accepted to be a Nazira, right? A woman can be a Nazira, it's a Pasuk in Chumash, for 7 years. Then she makes Aliyah, and the rabbi said, none of it counted. You got to do it again. It wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. Horu, and that was used to Horu. Horu Beis Hillel, Shatei Nazira, Od Sheva Shanim Acheros. So you see there, the Lashon of Hora in a case of Chumra. The Inami, or another case, Ki HaDatanya, the Brisa says, Chuta Shidra Shenifsak Barubo. What is considered a trefa? There are many trefas. There are 70 trefas. What's a trefa? One of them, where you have a spine that's cut. The majority of it is cut in an animal. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Yaakov Omer. Afilunik gave even a little hole in it. Hora Rebbe Kerebbe Yaakov. And even though Rebbe was Mako, he said it's only a trefa if it's most of it's cut. But he paskind, like Rebbe Yaakov, he was Machmir. You're there again, you see the Lashon of Hora. Omer Avhuna ain't alacha Rebbe Yaakov. But we don't pass it like Rabbi Yaakov. Period. Rabbi Yaakov by Yitzchak Masni Hachi. Amr Rabbi Yavo Shaul Rabbi Shmuel ben Yaakov de Mitzur as Rabbi Yochanan b'Tzaidon. Ah, he Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yochanan, V'ana Shami, and I overheard it, Ma'u levo batchila b'shabes, V'yamar le'asar, V'hilchasa mutu levo batchila b'shabes. That's the Psak Halacha. Okay. Viter. So now we're getting into Birchas Chasanim. The brachas of Sheva brachas, which are discussed in Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezer, in Samach Beis, they quote the halacha, the mitzvah derabanan, of saying Sheva brachas. There is a question in the Achronim. Who is the mitzvah of Sheva brachas on? Shulchan Aruch says, Tzarech levarech birchas chasanim bebeis achasan kodem nisuin. So first of all, that's at the chuppah. V'hein sheish brachos, plus bari pri agafen. V'im yesham yayin, maybe kos yayin, mavarech al yayin tchila. Right, if there is wine, you're really supposed to have wine. Right, kos shal bracha. U'mesadir es kulan ala kos, v'nimsa mavarech zayin brachos. V'neim ayayin matzui, mavarech al ha-shechar. Okay, that's the makar sheva brachos. So, who is the chiyav on? What do you mean, who's the chiyav on? Is it a chiyav on everyone who is at the meal? Or is it at everyone who is at Sheva Brachas? That has a big nafkamina, meaning, do I have to state the Sheva Brachas if I'm there during the meal? Right, this was already a question bothered or asked to Rav Moshe Feinstein many years ago. This tshuva is not dated, but it's in Chelik Aleph of Orach Chaim. And Rav Moshe was saying, it was asked, the weddings we go to 1:30 in the morning. I can't stay till the end. But what do I do? What about Achronim who say that there's a chiv of Sheva Brachas if I take part in a suda at a wedding? What am I supposed to do? Rav Moshe was asked. So in Chelik Aleph Simin Nunvav, Rav Moshe has a psak, which many people are aware of, and that is, have beferish kavana when you wash, that you're not really being mitzarif in the suda. But you don't want to undermine your whole mitzvah of, you know, but at least have in mind that you're not going to stay for Sheva, there's a good chance you're not going to stay till Sheva Brachas. Right? And that's what the Minhag Olam is to rely on. Not to stay till the very, very end. Because it's, Rav Moshe said, it's crazy. Right? You can't go to work the next day. You can't, you're not expected to give so much for Vatel Recha Kamocha. You have to dance and sing and Mima Sameach, but not to ruin your whole work day, Rav Moshe says. So that is why Rav Moshe says that's what you should do. And he quotes Rayas of cases where people mamish ate together, but there's no chiv in zimun because they didn't have in mind to be mitztaref. Never mind to be mitzarif. That is Rav Moshe, and he quotes other rayas to this. But again, that's a big nafkamina in terms of when does the chiyuv kick in? Does it kick in for the mishtatvim b'seudah, or does it kick in by the ones who say sheva brachas? But either way, I saw one of the achronim point out, if you're at the sheva brachas, though, it's for sure you're a chiyuv. So I saw one of them say, so I don't know why during sheva brachas most of the people at the wedding are schmoozing. And they're not like listening to the Sheva Brachas. It's their chiyuv, and if somebody else is saying it, they're part of that. They're part of that. Shomea Kaoneh, their chiyuv to be Mesameach Chasan Vekala, and to have the Sheva Brachas said. So he said, well, when the Sheva Brachas, we have to listen. We have to listen and be Mesameach. Right? By the chuppah, everybody's quiet, generally. But by benching, then everybody's schmoozing. So it's something to be aware of by Sheva Brachas. Okay, so now we go. Amr Rabbi Chaba, Amr Rav Huna, Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Amr Rav. Achas psula v'achas almana tuuna bracha. Does any woman, psula or amana, require bracha? Rashi says, birchas chasanim. Umi Amr Rav Huna hachi. Does Rav Huna really say this? V'amr Rav Huna, almana ena tuuna bracha. Almana does not require, a woman who was married before does not require a bracha. Almana here does not mean dafka almana. It just means a woman who is not a psula. So Gemara answers, Lo kasha, kan be'bachur shenasa almana, kan be'almon shenasa almana. A bachur, as long as one of them was not married yet, so they require brachos. But if they have both been married before, so that's when the Gemara says, Eina tu'una bracha. Says the Gemara, really? V'almon shenasa almana lo, if they have both been married before, then there's no brachos at all? V'amar of Nachman amar li huna bar nasan, tana, minayin lebrachas chasan and basara. How do I know? What's the source for Sheva Brachas requiring a minion? Not only for Sheva Brachas requiring a minion, Shneamar, the Pasuk says, by Boaz. Vayikach asar anashim mizikne ha'ir. He took 10 men. Vayomer shvupo vayeshevu. Right, and when he married Rus, right, so he got 10 men together. Uboaz almon shenas almanav. And Boaz had been married before. How do you know that? Doesn't say anywhere in Megillas Rus that Boaz had been married before. So that's based on what Chazal understand. There was one of the Shoftim named Ivtson. And we only know two psukim about Ivtson. Ivtson had 60 sons and 60, Rashi quotes the Gemara, but it's, 60 children, right? 30 boys, 30 girls. And he married them all off and they all died before he did. That's all the Pasuk says about Ivtson. Chazal and Baba Basra say because he didn't invite Shimshon's father to the wedding for whatever reason, and they all died, and Shimshon, because he said he's not going to be able to invite me back, he felt bad for him, whatever the svara was, they all died, and Manoach had a son who saved Klal Yisrael. Right, so that was that's the Gemara. Please listen to the Navi Shirim that we're involved in. We're at the end of Sefer Shoftim now. But either way, you see from there that Boaz was married before. And we know Rus was married before. So, Almut and Asalman, and you see he was making brachas. So Gemara says, my Eina Tuna Bracha, to Amar Afuna, Eina Tuna Bracha, calls Shiva, Aval Yomecha Tuna Bracha. You're right. If they've been married before, one day. If they've both been married before, one day. Right? If they haven't been married before, then it's 7 days. Elo hadatani bo 1 second. Hadatani bo, we have a brisa that says 3 days. Shaktu chachamim al tachanas bronos Yisrael. Shiu sameach ima gimel yamim b'mai. So who is that brisa talking about? 3 days. Iba bachor ha'amr tshiva. Iba almon ha'amr yom echad. We know 1 and 7. How do you get 3? So the Gemara says, Iba yis ema ba'almon yom echad lebracha v'shlosha lesimcha. Amon has special bracho said for one day, but the special mitzvah of simcha that he has with his wife, that's for 3 days. V'ba yaseima, which might have an afkamin in terms of Isser Malacha for a chasen and kala. V'ba yaseima bibachor shiva lebracha v'shlosha lesimcha. Right, the first 3 days might be more crucial than the rest of the sheva brachas. But either way, that's the chilek. Fine. Meisvei. So, is this really true, this chilik? Mevarchin bitlichat libsula, shiva ula almana yom echad. My love, when it says almana yom echad, isn't that even? Afilo almana shenises labachur, it's only one yom echad. So the Gemara says, lo, la almon. No, it means if neither of them have been married before. Ava labachur mai, shiva. But if she was married to someone who was never married before, there's 7 days? See, hachi, so why did the Brisa say that? Listen, why did the Brisa just say that? Mevarchin labsula shiva almana shenises labachur, shiva, ulamana yom echad. Be specific. So the Gemara answers, no, milsa psiktak tani. The Brisa wanted to say something clear. Deleka psula the batzer mishiva, veleka almana the batzer miyom echad. There's no psula less than 7. There's no almana less than 1. But you're right. There could be almanas that are 7 too if they marry someone who was never married before. Period. Gufa. Amar of Nachmin, Amar Lihuna Barnasan, what we quoted before, Tana Minayin, Leberchas Chasanim Ba'asara, how do I know that Berchas Chasanim require a minion? Shene'emar, Vayikach Asara Anashim Mizikneha Yer, Vayomar Shvupo, right, the Pasuk from Boaz. If you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, very interesting formulation, the Shita here says, by Berchas Chasanim, explaining this Pasuk by Boaz, the Shita says, Pirish, Stoma de Milsa, Shalo Konstan, Elo, Brechas Chasanim. Mistoma, why do you gather them? Mistoma, to make brachas. Dimishum Edim, for Kiddushin, you don't need a minion. Right? You only need Edim. Right? But you don't need it. Halo Konstan, Elo, Lebracha Bilvad. Umipne, then he adds the Lashon. Umipne, Shedva, Dover, Shebikdusha, Hu, Levarech, Es Hashem, Kine, Sasara. Sounds like he's saying, because it's a Dover, Shebikdusha, you need a minion. Wow, Davar Shebikdusha. He quotes that from the Lashon HaGaonim. So, why is that crucial? If it's Davar Shebikdusha, then Ashkenazim stand for Davar Shebikdusha. Do we always stand for Sheva Brachas? No, right? Generally, we're sitting many times for Sheva Brachas. According to that Lashon, maybe we don't have to stand. That's not the minhag. The minhag is not to stand up for Sheva Brachas, not to assume it's totally Davar Shebikdusha. But a minion is required, right? For that nafkamina, we do say it is a Davar Shebikdusha. So that's one makar. Next, Rabbi Avo, Amar Mehalcha, Rabbi Avo has a different pasuk. Bimakelos, in multitudes, Baruchu Elokim, bless Hashem, Hashem mi Makor Yisrael. Right? Bless Hashem mi Makor Yisrael. Makor is like the, Makor is another word for the uterus, for the makor, so that's marriage, and it says, bless Hashem, regarding marriage, in makelos, in multitudes, so that's a second source that it should be done with in public. Astosis, makelos is plural, it's like two kahal, so why don't you need 20? One call is 10, so to ask Tosfos on top, maybe she 20. Says Tosfos, no, you never find anything in halacha that requires 20. You find items that require 10. You don't find anything that requires 20, so you can't take that, you can't take that literally. If you look at the Katakemach, Rabbeinu Bachai, in his piece on Chasson, he quotes another fascinating chazal. He says, Inyan Nisuin hu dugma brias ha'olam. Right, a marriage is a creation of a new world. And kishem shenivra ha'olam ba'asara ma'amaros, kach tiknu lanu chazal berchas nisuin ba'asara. Another mucker. Just like Hashem created the world with 10, so too we have to create the marriage with 10. And that's why one requires 10. Really, we know that Mikra Din, if someone doesn't have a minyan, you can still get married, but it's lav orech ara. That's the lashon of the Gemara in Megillah. But one should do their best to have a minyan, and Rabbeinu Bachai connects it to Maise Bracious. Viter. For Rav Nachman, so each one has a pasuk. What does each one do with the other one's pasuk? For Rav Nachman, Bahai Krad Rabbi Avo, my Darish Bey. What does he use that one for? Me boy, look at the Tanya. Hi, Rabbi Meir Omer. Minayin Shafilu Ubarim Shebemeyayin Anamushir Alayam. How do we know that even the fetuses inside the wombs said Az Yashir? Shenemar Bimakelos Barchu Elokim Hashem Mi Makar Yisrael. From inside the Makar. What exactly does that mean? Good Kasha. It just means there was some type of totally. The Hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time was so massive, right? It was so pervasive that even the uterus, even the fetuses that didn't have any other recognition, maybe they were learning Torah with their malach, but other than that, even they said Shira. The Idach, so how does the other one know this? Imkein Lamakra mi beten, my mi makar, aliski makar. Okay, so he even learns it from the fact that it says makar instead of beten. For Rabbi Yavo, Bahai Krad, Rav Nachman, my darish bay. What does he use Rav Nachman's pasuk for? Humi barle, le midrash. Why did Boaz make a big public ceremony? Because he wanted to publicize the halacha that we learned in Yevamos. Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. Right? Rus was from a Moav, was from Moav. So he wanted, why did he get 10 people together to publicize that halacha? The Isaka Daitach Libracha. Because if it's just Libracha, lo sagi delav zakenim. What is his zakenim there? So what do you need the zakenim there? The elders. So it must be this halacha. He wanted to publicize a halacha and not just have a marriage. The Idach, and the other one, how would the other one answer? Isaka Daitach Lemedrish, lo sagi delav asara. What, you need 10 people to say over halacha? So I don't like your shita either. But you tell me, oh, why there's a kainim? Why are there 10? Just tell one great rabbi. So our answer is la'in, look for sume milsa. No, we know that if you want to publicize something, 10 is the number. We had if you remember, by chalitza, even 5 is a number. Why do we have 5 for chalitza? Also look for sume milsa. But 10 is an even greater level. Gedamer le Shmuel, Rav Chana, Bagdata, puk v'aisi li be'asara, get 10 people, v'eima l'chaban pa'i, I'm going to say in front of them, if somebody wants to give something to a fetus, they could be zoche on behalf of them, kana, that works. So that was a totally different context that he wanted to publicize that halacha. The Gemara just throws in, v'hilchasa, hamazake luber lo kana. We do not paskin like that. Mazake luber lo kana. Tosfos here discusses, how could Shmuel have said that at all, right? How does this relate to makna davar shelo bo la'olam? That's the Tosfos here in hamazake. Okay, a little bit more. Tana Rabbanan. Mivarchin. Birchas chasanim, bebeis chasanim. We make birchas chasanim in the beis chasanim, right? We might say that means the chuppah. That's the first time we say b'shava brachas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af bebeis erisin mevarchin osa. Rabbi Yehuda says even in the days when they did erisin way before nisuin, even bebeis erisin you can say shava brachas. Why? Amar Abaya ubi Yehuda shanu mebreishim misyachin ima. Because Rabbi Yehuda was talking about in Yehuda where they used to have yichud after erisin. Right, not just, and therefore they'd be already. So basically they're married. So that's why they said Sheva Brachas. Tanya Idach. So we have a Brisa that also says that. Mavarcha Birchas Chasanim Bebeis Chasanim. And now we have something new. Ube Birchas Erisin Bebeis Erisin. So the first daf, Ksubas Daf Zion. That's Brachas of marriage. We had Birchas Chasanim. And now we're moving over to the Bracha of Erisin. Birchas Erisin Mayim Mavarch. What is the Bracha of Erisin? Ravin barav ada, varaba barav ada, travayu mishmei de Rav Yehuda amri, baruch da shalom akenem acholam, asher kadashanu b'mitzvosav, vitzivon ol arayos, vasalanas arusos, vihitir lanos anasuos lanu, No, there's no lano there. Aide chupa v'kiddushin. That's our bracha. The bracha on the mitzvah of Erisin. Rav Acha, Berei, the Rav, Messiah, B'meshvei, the Rav Yehuda, Baruch Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, Aide chupa v'kiddushin. Not exactly, but we have a couple of words different, but generally our bracha that we say at a wedding. Let's just finish the line. Again, we have to spend a long time on this, which we will do, B'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Man delo chasim midi dahavi abirchas peros va'abirchas mitzvos. The one who does not say the extra bracha d'Hashem at the end says, well, it's similar to any short bracha, which you don't have to say the bracha at the end. Like abirchas peros, bar priyes. You don't say another bracha d'Hashem. Or abirchas mitzvos. A short bracha that you don't say another bracha d'Hashem at the end. So some treat it like that. It's one theme. And the one who says you have to make a chasima, right, says it's like Kiddush. By Kiddush, we say another bracha Hashem, even though it's one theme. So too, here, we would repeat it. A lot to talk about here. Let me just mention one tiny little detail before we finish, and that is, there are those who will say, I'm like the Gra. I'm a Gra man. Right, in different ways they say that. So one of them is that they say they're a Gra man by Kiddush. By Kiddush, why? Because by Kiddush, there's a couple of extra words that they say was added in, and the Gra didn't say it. Right, Shaka Shanim, Misota, Bratsavana, Bishabas, Kashobi, Avaras, Zikoromas, Evracious, Tchilo, Mikra, Kodesh, Echlitz, Bishraim. And they interpret Kiddush like that. They leave out Kihuyom. So they say, oh, okay, that's the Minhag HaGra. But one should be aware that Rashi, it was years ago, somebody once told me, oh, Rashi has Kihuyom. I'm like, Rashi? Where do we have Rashi's Kiddush? He says, Ksuba Stav Zion. So you're looking Ksuba Stav Zion right here towards the bottom. In Rashi, Midit Havia Kiddusha. Says Rashi, Tebiyahi chasminon, Mishum Dishba Hefsik. Rashi says you have to have a chasima there because it's a longer extended bracha kagon. Kihu yom tchila lemikrai kodesh. There it is. Rashi has kihu yom. So if somebody has that minog, one shouldn't be embarrassed about it or feel bad about it. It was Rashi's Rashi. And that's what it's in most, I think in most homes they say it, but that's Rashi right here. Okay, we have to talk about what type of bracha that is getting married a mitzvah, panim chadashos coming up, ma'aseh brachos, shasim chabim ono, again, jam-packed, but Baruch Hashem, this is the world of Ksubas.